Over the course of the past few weeks, we've been chatting about how MasterCard is making your travel plans so much easier with Kenya Airways, and we will talk more about that in this hour as well. Many of you commenting on how you cannot believe the prices of flights by using your MasterCard, and of course, you can do that online or in person at a Kenya Airways office or on their digital site on kenya-airways.com using the promo code MasterCard. In studio with us this morning is Victor Ndolovu, the Business Development Director for MasterCard in East Africa. Victor, welcome. Welcome to Capital FM.
Thank you, Farid.
It's great to have you with us.
Absolutely great to be here as well.
And thank you for bringing this campaign to our dear listener, because after COVID, we know everyone wants to fly. But because of COVID, not everyone has a lot of money. So you took a big step in giving us 15% off on pretty much most of their destinations, or at least the very valuable destinations, yeah. As long as we use our MasterCard. And we're going to talk about that a bit later on in the conversation. But first and foremost, maybe for those who are not familiar, which I can't imagine who that would be, yeah. What is MasterCard and what solution does it offer?
All right. Thank you, Farid. So first of all, thank you to you and your listeners. And so let me, contrary to perceptions, MasterCard is actually not a credit card company. I think that's the first myth that we need to dispel. The reason I say that is because as much as it actually says MasterCard at the end, we are actually a multi-rail organization.
Okay.
So we are basically a technology company that allows payments to actually ride on that network, connecting both your domestic consumers who are actually transacting between different institutions, different merchant participants, government, MSMEs, fintechs, you name it.
Right, okay.
And additionally to that, we ride on what we call our multi-rail strategy. And again, it looks at, you know, your cards, it looks at mobile payments, it looks at contactless transactions, which are your tap transactions. We also look at e-commerce, which is your online capabilities. And obviously, as the world starts to transform itself into our vision, which is a world beyond cash, we start to look at other new types of payments coming into the stream, which is like your cryptocurrencies, obviously guided by the local regulatory environments in the different countries in which you operate.
And I was going to talk about cryptocurrency, but before I do that, and obviously, the digital world is
it's basically the digital
we're
world.
Here now, right?
Correct.
I've got to show you this. So I have two citizenships. I'm British and Kenyan.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to renew my UK passport, and I have to say how easy it was. So I have to show you, because I want to make you a happy man. This is one of my cards.
There you go.
And I'm going to show you my only other card, just to get us on the same page, which is also a MasterCard in here somewhere. Anyway, I just did my ordering of my UK birth certificate to get my new passport, and it took me about 5 minutes using my MasterCard, so I just want to say I'm very happy about that. But anyway, I've been a long-time customer and consumer of your products as well. Now, we get into a digital world. Cash is become... Okay, we're still a little bit... But I think there's always the fear of developing countries where we still want to have wads of cash in our pocket and wads of cash under the mattress, etc., right?
Yes.
But that is obviously changing.
Yeah.
And you guys are at the forefront and have been at the forefront of this,
yeah.
As we get into a digital world. So what does the future look like for cash?
All right, fantastic question. So our vision, as I said, is a world beyond cash. And for us, cash is a competition. So wherever cash is circulating, we actually want to find a way in which we can digitize the cash to make it more efficient, to obviously, provide that convenience that comes with actually using a digital solution. It's also more secure.
Right.
So, and let me speak a little bit about that cash. So today in Kenya, we see typically between 85 and 95% of all transactions still done as cash.
Really?
So we still have a mammoth task to ensure that we digitize that cash. And this is where digital evangelists like ourselves now come into the space to try and ensure that that communication to the consumer is very clear. You know, what are the pitfalls that are associated with cash that the consumers are not aware of? For instance, you talk about, cash is not very secure in the sense that, your money can be stolen.
Yes.
And there's no recourse once that money leaves or
Correct.
Is stolen.
Correct.
Secondly, there's the cost, obviously from a banking standpoint, cost of transporting, managing that cash, which if you aggregate the total cost of that cash within an economy. So today, Kenya's economy as of 2021 is about $100 billion economy. Now, we tend to see that 3% of that is actually associated with cash, the cost of cash. Now that's $3 billion.
Nah,
dollars.
A lot of money.
Now imagine what you could do with $3 billion in terms of, you know, looking at other programs within the environment. So it is important for government to then specifically look at how do we make a deliberate effort to actually start to push a pure digital agenda in Kenya and for the rest of Africa.
And in your role, you would be speaking to more or less everyone in the ecosystem, from the financial institutions to the central bank to the consumer as well, right?
Correct.
To say correct. It's cheaper for you as a financial institution to switch to digital finance, and for a consumer it's safer and obviously less expensive as well. Now, you say 95% is still cash transactions.
85 to 90%. Yeah.
And can you compare that to the somewhere else that more developed in the rest of the world, say the UK or Europe or the States?
Yeah, so for the first time in the UK, they started to see a shift where more than 50% of all transactions have become digital in that market.
Okay.
But also, if you look at other markets, for instance, again in Europe, mainly where, you know, obviously digital payments are the preferred means because of obviously, you know, the state of the economy, infrastructure, and so on, you tend to see some countries are closer to 80-90% of all transactions. But that's also a deliberate decision by the authorities to actually push the country in that way.
I mean,
whenever you actually, you know, pull cash out of your wallet,
you get a strange look. I was in Switzerland over Easter, and I mean, I used my card, but there was somewhere in a shop I was buying something that I think soda or water or something, yeah. And I figured, okay, it seems like a silly transaction to make with a credit card.
Yeah,
and so I took out cash, and the lady's looking at me like, I mean, what do you want me to do with, you know, this cash? I mean, it was a very strange thing. And I think Switzerland is one of those countries where it is quite high in terms of digital payments.
Yeah.
You mentioned cryptocurrency a few moments ago. And it is something that, you know, the buzzword is crypto, blockchain, all these things as well. How can a you said multi-rail financial solution like MasterCard, plug into that arena?
Yeah. So, as you know, when we come to the crypto discussions, there's a lot of knowledge gaps, there's misconceptions. And I think where we play a role is we actually become an advisory to the authorities or whoever it is, banking partners who are trying to figure this space out. So if you look at Kenya, for instance, as much as we are not yet, from a regulatory perspective, allowed to participate in crypto, and again, crypto, as we say, not many people understand it. We as an organization have the rails to actually process crypto transactions.
Okay.
Now, in any country where crypto is sort of like accepted, for example, there are some markets like El Salvador, Bahamas.
Even here, right? Central African Republic is now...
Correct. In Africa, it's starting to become more and more of a story. So even in Kenya, as we look at it, as much as when the initial regulations were sort of like mooted around about 2015, it was something that no one wanted to listen to. But now, because of the interest, a lot of Kenyans are starting to explore, you know, how do we participate? And they're using crypto for different use cases. Mm-hmm. So typically what we tend to see is if government is looking at it, they're trying to solve for a specific need. And we don't get involved in obviously why they need to do X, Y, Z. What we do is provide the mechanisms in which to be able to actually participate safely and securely.
Mm.
Now, one of the ways in which we do so is because we can authenticate transactions. We can actually tell that this is Farid who's actually doing a transaction, and then we can provide that information, to obviously, you know, from a KYC perspective, to people that need to know what is going on. And so we've bought this company called CipherTrace, because one of the things that today is a problem is people don't understand how the money is moving. And for what purposes? Is it money laundering? Is it other
And this has been the challenge with
crypto,
been
the challenge,
right?
Correct. Now, what we have done is we've bought a company called CipherTrace. And what that company does is it actually is able to actually look at all the various areas where crypto is actually playing at. So, for example, whether it's a Bitcoin, whether it's a stable coin, or a sand coin, we actually can unpack that and tell you, from a financial standpoint, money moving from one crypto space to another. And so we're able to then authenticate that. So that helps the likes of your central banks, the banks, to understand this world a little bit better.
So did you have to
make decisions?
Did you have to? I'm not commenting on age here, because but I'm also sort of dabbling into the world of crypto. So I'm going to ask you this: did you have to learn? Because this is very new, right?
Correct.
And this is something like the people that I speak to about crypto are in their 20s and 30s, right? Yeah. So you had to obviously had to sort of, sort of going back to school to kind of, because you
absolutely
you really have to understand how this works.
Absolutely. I'm not an expert. I mean, we do have experts in this area. So we do learn from those experts who actually make it their day-to-day life to understand, you know, what are those things that we need to do to actually help, you know, the payment process, to make it a standardized process, mm-hmm. to make it, as I say, a safe process. And obviously, if it solves a specific need, then let that be the case. For example, there are some countries where currency is a challenge, and they use that to be able to then say, okay, so we can use this as an alternative way to manage a situation within the country. And then you've got certain situations where, you know, it is actually solving a specific need. For example, if the inflation is going in a certain direction, some people may also use that to be able to try and hedge against that, and so on. So it is a developing space.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm sure there'll be more in this space.
Yeah.
And obviously, we'll be guided by the central bank as it obviously unpacks its central bank digital currencies strategy.
Right.
And in line with obviously what's happening with the rest of the continent and the world.
It's incredible, this crypto space. We're going to move on from there now.
Sure.
So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, of course, we are going to talk about this incredible campaign you have with Kenya. It's only a few days left to book, by the way. You have to book by the end of the month, but you can redeem that ticket and use it up until the end of the year. We'll give you all the details on that. And a huge weekend for MasterCard this Saturday, 10 p.m. East African time, as the Reds of Liverpool take on Real Madrid. Now, I've got an Arsenal fan sitting opposite me, so I don't want to. I know you probably are like, I have to talk about the Champions League, but I don't really want to talk about the Champions League. But we are going to talk about the Champions League, because MasterCard has been a longtime partner. And I've been fortunate enough, actually, to have been hired by MasterCard to host a number of live events here in Nairobi for the Champions League finals as well. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. FM. Right here on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. In studio with us this morning, Victor Ndlovu, business development for East and Central, right?
East
Africa for MasterCard. Now, as we talk about MasterCard, which we've learned this morning is not actually a credit card, a multi-rail
company,
there we go. But you guys also have some really, really important partnerships, one of which, of course, which is, you know, a super long-standing partnership, has been with the UEFA Champions League, the most prestigious competition in European football. And you guys have been partners for quite some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. How important is that association for a brand like MasterCard? I mean,
All right. So as we all know, football is the most popular sport globally. And we see a lot of attachment to the communities that follow football. And therefore, it becomes important for us to then be present within that particular ecosystem, which allows our brand to position itself for those priceless moments where you will see the best players in the world, you know, strutting their stuff on the field. And then we as an entity, as MasterCard, come in to actually support our banking partners, our traditional banking partners and also our fintech partners as well, to structure campaigns that drive, you know, activation of cards usage, which is basically, you know, to actually encourage people to actually use their cards, you know, their MasterCards, to be able to transact and obviously have a chance to win a prize. And that prize could be actually to actually be at, you know, the stadium, for example, on Saturday. So we do have a couple of our banking partners,
right,
who have actually sent their customers,
right,
to experience those priceless moments.
I mean, that is a priceless moment. And that obviously is your strap line is, you know, priceless moments. And some priceless moments we're talking about as well are priceless moments that involve traveling, which is what we've been talking about for the last two and a half weeks here on Capital in the Morning. And your campaign with Kenya Airways, what a great idea. Was it built from the need that people need to travel now, and obviously money is probably slightly more tight than it was, say, 3 years ago before COVID? Was this why this was born? Because it's a great partnership.
Yeah. So for starters, MasterCard brand is a lifestyle brand. If you think of it, we're a tech company in payments, but we are also a brand that actually offers customers priceless moments. So travel for us is a key business pillar and lifestyle pillar. And obviously, we do realize that COVID did restrict travel in the last two years. We have seen that industry recover. People have started traveling again. And we then reached out to Kenya Airways, the national carrier, to structure this partnership that is pertinent to support the growth in this particular segment.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen, as of April of this year, through our trends and travel publication that we do periodically, we've seen that the travel industry in the first 4 months have actually surpassed that of the pre-COVID time. So we're actually back where we used to be. And we're obviously very, very happy that we've partnered with Kenya Airways to be able to actually incentivize those consumers who will be traveling anyway to actually get, you know, a priceless discount.
Yes,
as
it's
they
great,
actually travel
great
both domestically and also internationally.
Absolutely. The locations are pretty much everywhere. UAE, Mombasa, Entebbe, Johannesburg, Douala, Zanzibar, Lagos, Uganda, Malawi, Central African Republic, where crypto is now an official means of finance, United Kingdom, Netherlands, Cote d'Ivoire, DR Congo, Nigeria, the US, Zambia, Rwanda, Ethiopia, France. If you are planning to head for the final in Paris day after tomorrow. And I'm sure many people, I'm sure if we ask Kenya Airways to send us their sort of destination charts, we would see that France was probably quite high up there.
I'm sure there are some Liverpool fans like yourself.
We have a very big supporters club here in Nairobi. You're welcome to join us at the Node on Saturday, Victor. I know you're not a Liverpool fan, but it's quite an experience. We were there when we lost to Real Madrid 3 years ago. Again, of course, every journey brings lifelong memories, priceless. That is what MasterCard is doing with Kenya Airways. Victor, it is incredible to learn so much about you and, of course, your industry and MasterCard as well. What an eye-opening conversation. Joan has just, this is very interesting, this one. She says, wow, Fareed, I remember when you last renewed your passport as I was working at the British High Commission, tuned into this very interesting conversation. So, Victor, thank you so much for coming in and congratulations on your partnership with Kenya Airways.
Thank you.
And we will be seeing some great MasterCard ads on Saturday night. That I know for sure.
Absolutely.
As we watch the UEFA Champions League, of course, partnered with MasterCard this weekend. And you're welcome back anytime, Victor.
Thank you. Thank you for it and thank you to your listeners.
Great. Capital FM.